To what extent did the Viking raids affect the economy of the rest of Europe? Were the raids a small nuisance to the Anglo-Saxon and Frankish kingdoms, or did they exact a heavy and painful tax? To answer this question, we can examine buried treasure hoards from the Viking Age. One of the richest hoards, the Hun or Hun hoard, was discovered in Hun, Norway. It contains a gold trefoil brooch from Francia, a large golden neck ring from Russia, Arabic, English, and Byzantine coins, among other goods, all of which would have been extremely valuable and examples of the finest craftsmanship during the time. Based on the composition of the coins, some historians think that this hoard may have been a part of the Danegeld paid in Paris in 1858. Danegeld was a tax or ransom that cities and kingdoms paid to Danish raiders so that the raiders wouldn't pillage their land, though sometimes the raiders would attack regardless. As evident by the Hun hoard, these payments probably consisted of some of the finest goods in Francia and England. This would certainly indicate that the Vikings were significantly disrupting the economy of England and Europe during their raids. They were taking the immense wealth which had been concentrated in the church and royal offices, and they were releasing it back into their own economies.